Welcome to the Chick Show.
Wait, the what?
The Chick Show.
Chick.
Yes.
Okay, because it sounded like you said something else.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, well, I'm Leanne.
And I am Grace.
Grab your favorite beverage.
And join our talks.
Yay!
Good morning, everyone. This is Grace Diedrich, and I am your host of The Chick Show. Super, super excited for today's episode. As you guys know, we have been experimenting in doing solos and then doing some together. So anyways, today I'm doing a solo and super excited to be here with you guys. And today's episode is going to be about how I use seasons and life's events in order to create content and also stay top of mind with my clients. Just talking a little bit about life too. Can you guys believe that? I think we talked about this the other day, but I am actually, as of recording the show, in Orlando with Natalie because she is getting ready to go to college. And so she already committed to UCF, but I wanted to do a proper tour together because last year she did a tour with her school. They went and toured a few of the Florida State universities. But anyways, now that she committed, we drove down. She's on spring break, as a lot of kids are in spring break right now in the country. And so anyways, we took a few days to come up and take a look at the school, and the campus is amazing. I am super, super excited. So talk about a new season in life for me. All of a sudden, I have a kid who's about to embark on a college journey, but then I still have two kids that are in elementary and middle school. So it's bittersweet, but it's exciting. It's such a new journey for her. I am super, super excited. I got some merch. I got a cool sweatshirt, and I also got a coffee mug. I love coffee mugs, by the way. And so everywhere I go, if I go to visit a new place or a new country, I love to buy coffee mugs. And then when I get up in the morning and I open the cabinet, I take a look, and then depending on the mood, I grab one, and it's just like a little reminder of a place that I visited or just something special. So I am super, super excited to start using my UCF mom coffee mug. Anyways, that's just a little bit of a life update for me. But now let's take a dive into the topic of today's episode, which is sort of taking advantage of the seasons and happening life events in order to create content, and for me also to stay top of mind with my current clients, past fear, and sort of prospecting. I love to, and you have to, it's super, super important. We talk about this all the time, but I think it's very important for you to kind of stay on top of what's going on social media and all the new trends. I think right now, especially in Instagram, which is probably the one that I use the most, right? Facebook and Instagram. You really have to kind of like take a look, see what's going on, take a look at the trends. I think what's resonating with people right now, and again, the algorithm changes all the time, which is why it's so important to really study it and see what's going on, see what other creators are doing. And it's not like you're going to go copy what other people are doing, but you can sort of like take a look at what they're doing and then just make it in your own way and see how it will work for you. And so right now, I think what's resonating with people is just like genuine content. And you always want to take a look and see what kind of value you are going to be providing to the people that are coming to your account, right? Because it's all about services and all about value. Posting a picture of you, it might be pretty, it might get likes, but what is the purpose? So I think every time that you're going to create a post, you really have to think about and say, what is the goal or the purpose that this post is going to create? And you always want to think that you always want to be providing some sort of value. So anyways, I like to kind of take advantage of what's happening and the seasons in order to create content. And you'll be surprised how much content you can create out of, for example, right now it's spring and Easter. And so I decided for the month, probably the month of March and April, I was going to focus on creating tons of content around spring and Easter. And you can do so much, right? Like spring cleaning, the clock, you know, the time change, activities around your city, things that are happening. For some people in the country, it could be, you know, the weather's getting warmer. So, and that can just give you so many ideas, recipes, right? Like people are going to be hosting Passover, or they're going to be hosting Easter. So for me, for example, I decided to, and you guys know that I'm a realtor. So I decided to sort of like do a spring Easter kind of campaign. So one of the things that I did is I did an egg hunt, treasure egg hunt. So I basically partner with a local cookie store, super, super yummy. It's called Cookie Head. And it's, if you live in South Florida, they're located in Coral Springs. They're local owned. The owner, it's a former baker, and their cookies are absolutely amazing. I like to partner with local businesses like me and support each other. So what I did is I hit 100 eggs throughout Parkland and Coral Springs, and then every egg had a coupon to get a free cookie. So basically, it's making people go and find out about a new cookie place. So, you know, by working with other people, you know, you help each other bring awareness, right? And so rather than, for example, what I did was instead of putting a QR code to my website, I put a QR code to my Instagram. So basically people can go on my Instagram. Over, of course, when they go there, you know, they see that I'm a realtor, but then it also shows them a little bit about myself, what I do, but then also they could tag me and they could tag the business. So you always want to have a purpose. You always want to have a way of people getting to get to contact you in some way, whether you have a QR code that's bringing them to your website or a phone number or your social media. Every piece of content or every piece of marketing that you're creating, it's super important that, you know, people can contact you. So we did that. And then I did a video about it. So I did a video of me hiding the eggs, and it's been really, really cute. I love when people have been tagging us, especially the kids. I also did some creative marketing. I made an Easter brochure, and I basically, with all the businesses that I worked with in the past, I left it in there, and it just basically had some Easter egg hunts that are going throughout the city. So depending on where you live, it's super, super nice to create content around, you know, what are the new restaurants that are opening? What are the activities that are taking place? That's the kind of content, you know, that people will resonate with, because you want to be the source of information, right? Like they want to come to your page to find important things that are happening. And so those are some ideas that you can use. Anyway, so I made a really Easter brochure, and it had some local egg hunts that are happening. I also chose brunch places that people can go to. I made a little, I posted a little activity about how to dye eggs without, you know, using shaving cream. So anyway, so that was like really, really cute. And then on my Instagram and my stories, I just been posting a lot of content through around the Easter and the spring. So I think what you have to do is just really take a look at what's happening and use that as leverage to make content. Take a look at the insights. So we've talked about this again, how it's so important to make sure that all your social media accounts are public, because if you want people to find you, obviously, if you have a private account, you know, people are not going to be able to search your account and you're not going to be able to come up. And so make sure that you're public. Make sure that when people come to your Instagram, you have a good bio that tells people your name, what you do, where you're located, right? And make sure that your feed sort of goes with that, right? And so in your stories, we always talk about this, in your stories, this is where you can share your day to day, what you're doing. People want to get to know you as a person. But on your feed, you know, it has to go a little bit for what you do, right? For me, it's real estate. So when you go to my feed, you know that I'm a realtor. You know that I live in Parkland, so I post a lot of content about Parkland, but I also post content about lifestyles and tips, right? Because I can share tips about decorating, organizing, places to go in South Florida, things to do. And then I also, obviously, built into that goes my real estate. So make sure you do a combination of everything. But when people go into your bio, it tells them exactly what you're doing, who you are. So yeah, you're not sending confusing messages. And then take a look at the insights to see, you know, how certain videos do, what's working, what's not working. The algorithm is getting really, really good. And it's basically driven by the kind of content and interest. So, for example, they're going to show my content to people that are probably looking into real estate. So it's really important that you get very specific as to the content that you're sharing, because it's not so much about doing a video with the audio that's trending. And yeah, maybe you're going to get a lot of likes, but is that reaching the right audience? So you're better off sticking to content creation that serves the purposes of what you do. And maybe you're not reaching a huge audience, but you're reaching the right audience. So just keep that in mind when you're searching, or when you're posting, or you're creating content. Study the trends. Definitely, I think the green screen is super popular right now, so that's something that you can use. And I think just like hyper local things that apply to where you live and things that are happening, definitely that resonates a lot right now. So anyways, I love marketing. I love social media. I think it's ever growing. It changes all the time, and you just gotta be consistent. If you get anything out of today's episode, is you just gotta, you have to have a strategy, maybe create some sort of content calendar, and maybe you don't have to post every day, right? But maybe you say, okay, well, I'm gonna post 3 times a week, and then stick to that. And then as you get more comfortable and you get better at making videos or reels or sticking to your content, then you can add them more. But you are better off maybe posting 3 days a week rather than going on, you know, a crazy ramp and you know, you post 2 weeks straight and then you stop. So just have realistic expectations, but consistency is key. Study the trends, see what's going on, see what the other people in your similar industries are doing. And you're not going to copy them, but take ideas and then implement them, see what works, what doesn't work. It's always like experimenting, trial. It changes all the time. We don't know how the algorithm works, which is why you just got to be consistent and you just got to show up every day. And definitely always do stories. I love stories. I can share a little bit behind the scene what's going on. And that's how people are going to connect with you, right? And they're going to like you and then trust you. And then eventually you're going to build a relationship, and eventually they're going to become you know, your clients or buy your product, use your service, whatever it is that you're doing. I hope you like today's episode. I hope everyone has a nice Easter and Passover. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast channel, share it with your friends. And if you have any questions, any topics that you want me or Leanne to discuss, please let us know. And we will see you next week on another episode of the Chick Show. Yay! Bye, guys.